You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Good morning, theater lover, and happy May 8th. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History. The Theater Guild presented W. Somerset Maugham's adaptation of The Mask and the Face in 1933. Among the cast of the five-week run were Leo G. Carroll, Shirley Booth, Humphrey Bogart, and Judith Anderson. In 1956, John Osborne's Look Back in Anger struck a blow against complacency. Kenneth Haig played an angry young man who lashes out at his wife, Mary Ure, and best friend, Alan Bates. Tony Richardson staged the production at the Royal Court Theatre in London. A funny thing happened on the way to the Forum in 1962, especially with Zero Mostel as your leader. Broadway's Alvin Theater was filled with music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim, and George Abbott directed the 964 performances. The production won 6 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, and Mostel and co-star Jack Gilford reprised their roles in the 1966 film adaptation. Famous divorcees Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton played fabulous divorcees Amanda Prynne and Elliot Chase in the 1983 Broadway revival of Noel Coward's Private Lives. With poor reviews and Taylor missing performances due to bronchitis and laryngitis, it ran only 63 performances. The behind-the-scenes story of that production was the basis of the TV biopic Burton and Taylor, starring Helena Bonham Carter and Dominic West. Broadway's Ritz Theater became center court when David Wiltz's play about tennis, Doubles, was served up in 1985. Playing the middle-aged players were John Cullum, Ron Liebman, Austin Pendleton, and Tony Roberts. The play stayed aloft 277 performances before game, set, match. In 2008, The 39 Steps, a tongue-in-cheek stage adaptation of the Alfred Hitchcock thriller, opened at Broadway's Court Theater, following a successful run at the Roundabout Theater Company. This would be its second of an eventual 3 Broadway homes, before it transferred to Off-Broadway's New World Stages, and eventually the now-defunct Union Square Theater. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.